rodeo.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, November 1st, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure. We've been talking for the last couple of weeks about the term democratic socialism and all that it implies and portends. It's a bad guy term. And I really think that the best way to sort of sum up socialism is a tool of establishment elite, shall we say? What term do we use? And it's always accompanied by awful things, you know, as, well, you can... I think the best way to sum it up is, again, the words of Rudolf Hess: National Socialism is nothing but applied biology, meaning you always have, you know, it's the new form of government for the new divine right of kings. We played the clip of George Bernard Shaw, Fabian Socialist George Bernard Shaw. He didn't like the Fabian Society because, you know, the Fabian model just takes too long. Why not just exterminate lots of people right away? And he was very outspoken about that. But he said in his own words, you know, this is not what the Darwinists, the evolutionists got wrong, is that they think that it's, you know, a race struggle. It's not a race struggle. It's a class struggle. So, you know, for the class of kings, the divine right of kings. Now this is an ideology, and this is a political philosophy, socialism that is, and democratic socialism in particular. Basically what democratic socialism means is that it's a brand of socialism that gives you a voice. But you know what? That voice is as effective at changing anything or accomplishing anything as shouting at your television is on game day. So it just is a way to sort of soothe the troubled conscience of society and perhaps even get them excited and stirred up in Marxist fashion. But it doesn't amount to much, and what is implied in socialism is that all will put their shoulder to the wheel of really the technocratic elite, or they'll be exterminated. That's kind of what it comes down to. So anyway, we'll talk more about that today. One of the pieces that I haven't gotten back to yet, the deceptive, murderous Fabian socialists. And again, for those who don't know, speaking of democratic socialism, you know, from the, let me go back to that. Pamphlet from 1953. Among other examples, this pamphlet from 1953, again, I appreciate Larry sending me this. What do you know about democratic socialism? 1953, what do you know about democratic socialism? Who is concerned with this concept of democratic socialism? From the preface, the purpose of this pamphlet is to provide compact answers to questions on the principles and aims of democratic socialism. The principles and aims. Questions on the principles and aims of democratic socialism. What do you know about democratic socialism? So, and as I mentioned, so from section one, what is Fabian socialism? What is Fabian socialism? Fabian or democratic socialism is a flexible system of tackling the problems of the modern world, aiming to create a common, a community of wide freedom and equality. Well, that sounds good. But let's define terms. skipping ahead in section 4. It's titled, Is Socialist Planning Compatible with Freedom? That's an interesting question, because in section 1, the point is made that Fabian or democratic socialism is a flexible system aiming to create a community of wide freedom and equality. Well, then one would presume, based on that, the opening statement there, opening sentence, of course it's compatible with freedom, but we need to define terms, don't we? Always defining terms. Hayek pointed out the two different types of freedom. And so, you know, what you come to realize quickly is that in the Fabian socialist or democratic socialist model, you have the freedom to do pretty much exactly what you're told. And I don't have my copy of Stormers None Dare Call It Treason handy. But, you know, you have George Bernard Shaw saying that you have the right to live comfortably, and what that means is that you'll do exactly what you're told. It's kind of a prison state sort of model that he advocated, and there's John Stormer quoted that in None Dare Call It Treason. I don't have the quote handy. Anyway, so according to the Fabian socialists themselves, the Fabian society, Fabian or democratic socialism is a flexible system aiming at to create a community of wide freedom and equality. But section 4 reads, is socialist planning compatible with freedom? Political history is a record of the unending rivalry between the forces of conservatism and those of change. This is an interesting point because, again, Santayana is the guy, you know, everybody loves to quote Santayana and they don't know what they're saying. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Yeah, but what he said before that frames the context of that quote. Progress, far from consisting in change, what? Progress, you know, if you really want to be a progressive, it depends on retentiveness. And that stands to reason. I mean, if you're just thinking science and the scientific method, you have to keep track of what your previous results were. And how can you move forward if you're not building on the experience of history? Doesn't it stand to reason? Otherwise, what? It's Groundhog Day every day, in a manner of speaking. That's probably a bad analogy, a poor analogy. Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. When experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. It's interesting how the internet is wired to have you sort of forget about yesterday. You try to look at yesterday's weather or yesterday's news and information. It's wired in such a way that, all of that goes away. It's long tail content. You know, we don't care about that. It sort of gets memory hold by nature. So is socialist planning compatible with freedom? Political history is a record of the unending rivalry between the forces of conservatism and those of change. Sounds like there's a false dichotomy or a false dilemma that's being created there. It is to be expected, therefore, that modern ideals of social purpose and security will be resisted. Really, by whom? By those who still adhere to notions of individual freedom, outmoded by the advance of industrial civilization. Well, that's interesting, because I thought this was a flexible system aiming to create a community of wide freedom and equality. What kind of freedom, then? And then that section 4, goes on to address some of those problems with economic freedom. See, the problem there is that political freedom and economic freedom are inseparable, as Friedrich Hayek pointed out. And then this next section, private enterprise suits the wealthy. Well, that's funny, because so does socialism. I mean, international industrialist class. And then this section, importance of leadership. And, that sounds very similar to what Robert Owen realized. Actually, I'm skipping ahead. Sorry, that's the importance of leadership is in the next section. Can a free trade union movement exist under socialism? That's section 5. Jumping ahead. But, it's interesting. How important democratic buy-in is in socialist planning. That is the point that I was getting to with the realizations of folks like Robert Owen and the Owenites. You have to have people's buy-in, which gets back to the point of education. You have to really inculcate people into this social engineering at a very early age, because it's counterintuitive and it's illogical. And so we'll get into some of that today. And we'll finally get to Libya, because Libya comes up. This discussion of democratic socialism really started with Libya. Conversation with Renee in North Carolina a couple of Thursdays ago, Thursday, October 10th. I guess is that 3 Thursdays ago now? But I've talked about this for the last couple of weeks. So Libya is a bastion of model socialism. The only problem is it's Fabian socialism. And the London School of Economics was instrumental in the creation of the Gaddafi socialist society. And that's pretty easy for anyone to discover, you know, the fact that, well, we'll get into some of that today. All of these things that we're led to believe that are, you know, well, a lot of it, unfortunately, is what we're supposed to believe. It's what we're supposed to come to think. And it's supposed to be our own conclusion. So this idea of socialism, it just, the idea that we could, take from some people and give to others always creates a disparity, always creates social conflict and turmoil, always creates the sort of irreconcilable conflict to which Norman Dodd referred in his Rees Committee testimony and in the interview with G. Edward Griffin back in 1982 that we played a couple of weeks ago. And so it's funny how that works, and it suits the folks who propagandize the intellectual class and send them out to in turn propagandize their fellow man, the common man, the working class. It suits those folks. It's funny how they seem to be enriched by this equality that just never quite benefits the working class the way that it presumably would. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Democratic socialism and what has happened in America, and people don't even realize it's fascinating. You know, you start to investigate and you discover these folks we've been reading. Talk about Jack London in a minute. You know, Call of the Wild, White Fang, Jack London. Yeah, that Jack London, H.G. Wells. Orwell, Huxley, Eric Arthur Blair, and so many others, you know, and you sort of get off into other, you know, Roald Dahl, and this British influence, and, you know, the intelligence community writing things. It's very interesting how pervasive the influence is, and Americans don't even realize it. So back to the Reese Committee hearings, then back to Ralph Epperson's Unseen Hand, Chapter 36, Education. Aaron Sargent in the Reese Committee testimony, again, speaking of the Fabians and the Fabian influence, so he is asked, you know, when the beachhead was established in our country, you are talking about what beachhead? Aaron Sargent replies, the beachhead of the organized socialist movement, which had its inception in Great Britain under the Fabian tactic. What is the Fabian tactic? Talked about that in the past couple of weeks specifically. The organized socialist movement, which had its inception in Great Britain under the Fabian tactic, and which came in here to infiltrate our educational system. Came in here to infiltrate our educational system. Which is where you get the ISS, the LID, etc. Starting on campuses, propagandizing the youth. Oh, college is too old, we have to go younger and younger and younger. 1 or 2 years old, that'd be good, right? That's what these guys always do. So he's asked again for specifics. Sargent says a definite landing was made as far as becoming an effective agency in about 1905 with the organization of the Intercollegiate Socialist Society, the ISS. That is one of the points I'm going to cover in my testimony when I get to it. So he says, Intercollegiate Socialist Society, organized by Jack London and a number of others in Peck's restaurant in New York City in 1905. That was a beachhead. And the Intercollegiate Socialist Society. The Wikipedia entry says, was a socialist student organization active from 1905 to 1921. It attracted many prominent intellectuals and writers and acted as an unofficial student wing of the Socialist Party of America. You wonder, what draws someone like a Jack London or an Upton Sinclair, these kinds of folks? What do you suppose draw someone of that caliber to come and not only speak, but really put their reputation on, to stake their reputation on this political movement? A rhetorical question, but probably one worth considering. The society continuing sponsored lecture tours, magazines, seminars, and discussion circles. How? Where was the financing? Where did it come from? Ah, the Reese Committee. Back to the Reese Committee. Seminars and discussion circles all over the U.S. to propagate socialist ideas among America's college population. The group expanded into a philosophy in the 1920s that did not focus exclusively or even primarily on college students. Ah. It was, It metastasized, I think we could say. To symbolize that the shift in emphasis, the group changed its name to the League for Industrial Democracy. So, the beachhead, Jack London, New York City, Peck's Restaurant, 1905, came in to infiltrate our educational system. Why? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm sure it's clear and plain to read. It's not.
back. All right, so education and the beachhead of Fabian socialists in America. 1905, the Intercollegiate Socialist Society operating on campuses across America, and that introduced in a talk, a lecture by Jack London at Peck's Restaurant in New York City, 1905. And it's plagued us ever since. And these terms recirculate from time to time, generation to generation, and now is one of those moments, apparently. So that's why we're talking about this, and it should be rooted out. This is a small coterie of intellectuals who are very well financially connected, who have propagated an ideology and are trying to take over the world. I mean, again, that sounds hyperbolic, but Georgetown University professor, macro historian extraordinaire, Bill Clinton mentor, Carol Quigley, wrote about it in Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, but also in his book, The Anglo-American Establishment, posthumously published. And I always mention it's curious that the cover of the book has the British Union, the flag, and inset the United States flag upside down and backwards. Why is that? Why is the union in the of the you know, the stars in the lower right hand corner? Why is that? What does that mean? And the Amazon book description reads, Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. And so, I guess if that's a conspiracy, then, or a conspiracy theory, then Amazon is a conspiracy propagating website. How about that? So Aaron Sargent in the Reese Committee hearings elaborates on the beachhead of Fabian socialism, the Fabian tactic, organized socialism, at its inception in Great Britain under the Fabian tactic, came here to infiltrate our educational system. And so that's where we're going to return. I was talking about the education. And that was a big part of the Reese Committee investigation and their findings, how education had been infiltrated. And again, as Thomas McNeice put it in his report to the committee, Assistant Director of Research Thomas McNeice, he said, these original studies of the public interest disclose that during the 4 years, 1933 to 36, a change took place which was so drastic as to constitute a revolution. In seeking to explain this unprecedented phenomenon, he said subsequent studies pursued by the staff clearly showed it could not have occurred peacefully or with the consent of the majority unless education in the United States had been prepared in advance to endorse it. And that's precisely what the foundations were engaged in, including, you know, funding things like this lecture. Jack London coming and lecturing at Peck's Restaurant. So, Chapter 36, Education, of Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand. Continuing, speaking of Robert Owen, Mr. Owen came to the United States in 1825, started another socialist experiment, this time in New Harmony, Indiana. He called it the focus of enlightened atheism, and that's an interesting subject too. You know, you look into Jack London's background. Speaking of all of this, he was an interesting figure. You can go to his Wikipedia entry and click on sections like Bohemian Club in August 1904. London went with his close friend, poet George Sterling, to summer hijinks at the Bohemian Grove. You have to be into all that esoteric stuff to be a good artist, right? Views on atheism, socialism, etc. is interesting. You know, right from the outset, London was a part of the radical literary group The Crowd in San Francisco and a passionate advocate of unionization, socialism, and the right of workers. Why? Why? What did it benefit him? Under the section Socialism, London wrote from a socialist viewpoint, which is evident in his novel The Iron Heel. Neither a theorist nor an intellectual socialist, London socialism grew out of his life experience. As London explained in his essay, How I Became a Socialist, his views were influenced by his experience with people at the bottom of the social pit. Except he was rubbing shoulders with not the bottom of the social pit. So how do you explain that? It's kind of an interesting little contradiction there. London joined the Socialist Labor Party in April 1896. In the same year, the San Francisco Chronicle published a story about the 20-year-old London's giving nightly speeches in Oakland's City Hall Park, an activity he was arrested for a year later. We used to know better. In 1901, he left the Socialist Labor Party and joined the New Socialist Party of America. He ran unsuccessfully as the high-profile socialist candidate for mayor of Oakland in 1901 and 1905. Toured the country lecturing on socialism in 1906 and published two collections of essays about socialism, The War of the Classes, 1905, and Revolution and Other Essays, 1906. And there's more, but he was an ardent socialist. So, propagandizing the youth. Back to Ralph Epperson's Unseen Hand, Chapter 36, Education. Robert Owen. A new experiment in New Harmony, Indiana. He called it the focus of enlightened atheism. Again, this seems inescapable. Socialists, atheists, eugenicists, inevitably somewhat synonymous, it seems. And, you know, the problem is, see, people want to debate this and say, well, you know, some people shouldn't. Well, the problem is when you get, it depends on who you're talking to, and you need to define terms, you know. Talk to a George Bernard Shaw, and he says stupid people shouldn't breed. What he means is anyone he finds disfavorable, anyone he doesn't approve of. Have people come before our sir or madam, justify your existence. So, Owen, who believed that man's character had been deformed by religious brainwashing, quote-unquote, once again started his school for the children of the mill workers, and once again in 1826 the experiment failed. The great lesson learned by Owen and his followers was that education had to precede creation of a socialist society. In other words, I mean, because who would say that makes sense? I know you're going to take from the industrious laboring folks, and you're going to give to those who don't, which is where we get to in America, where you can derive a comfortable subsistence on the welfare system, quite literally, in many cases, better than one could, working sometimes two or three jobs. And, you know, there's the issue of inflation, there's the issue of hypothecation of currency, and, you know, all kinds of nuances in that discussion, but generally speaking, the perception that is created is that you're taking from some and giving to others, and that's just foment controversy. That will balkanize a society. That will create the sort of irreconcilable conflict, again, that Norman Dodd intimated as a result of the, you know, his revelations that were made to him by the banking higher-ups that he worked for in New York. So, continuing, the Owenites realized that the children had to be separated from their parents so that they could be taught the merits of the social system. The educational process started as soon as possible. Age 2 was suggested. After they were removed from their parents, Owen realized that the parents were the primary force in teaching children the values of society, and this practice had to cease if socialism was to succeed in the United States. And what do we have in America today? In 1829, one of Owen's supporters stated, quote, "The great object was to get rid of Christianity and to convert our churches into halls of science. The plan was to establish national schools from which all religion was to be excluded, in which nothing was to be taught but such knowledge as is verifiable by the senses, and to which all parents were to be compelled by law to send their children." And that's kind of a scary thought when you think about it. It was in 1829 that Owenites went underground and organized their activities nationwide in the form of a secret society in order to attain their goal of universal public education. Whether or not it was due to the efforts of Owenite supporters or because of the efforts of others, the state of Massachusetts created the Board of Education and appointed Horace Mann as the first secretary of the board in 1837. Only 8 years later, the great educator, they call him, Horace Mann. Mr. Mann toured the state, continuously preaching the need for public education. His efforts were successful, so successful that he became known as the father of American public education. Mann wrote, quote, "What the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of the public good." In March of 1840, a bill was introduced in the Massachusetts legislature to abolish the Board of Education. One of the supporters of the legislation told his fellow legislators, quote, "The idea of the state controlling education seems a dangerous precedent that is greatly to be feared, that any attempt to force all of our schools and all our teachers upon one model would destroy all competition, all emulation, and even the spirit of improvement itself." The bill was defeated. Today, the critics of public education are saying things like, "The aim of education is no longer to impart facts and knowledge. The aim is to change the social values of the child away from values that have traditionally been considered fixed, permanent, or absolute." John Dewey agreed with this assessment when he said that the schools take an active part in determining the social order of the future as the teachers align themselves with forces making for social control of economic forces. Which sounds a lot like what folks like Edward Bernays wrote in Propaganda, right? It's just the natural outworking of a democratic society. Except there's nothing natural about it, right? Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Beyond your final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, November 1st, 2019. You know, if we're so concerned about equality, then what's wrong with the idea that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, you know, cannot be given away, cannot be taken away. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. What is wrong with that concept? That sounds like equality to me, but you know, that's just too simple. It's oversimplified, and if you have that, then you can't foment conflict and disparity and benefit, fleece the people while you keep them conveniently distracted with misdirection and sophistry. Continuing from Ralph Epperson's Unseen Hand, Chapter 36, Education. So John Dewey. John Dewey. Dewey started his educational career in 1894. Same time this socialist influence was infecting America, right? Coast to coast. When he was hired at the University of Chicago. Ah, Rockefeller. University of Chicago. It was here that he started his, quote, experimental or laboratory school. He worked here until 1904 when he resigned and moved to the Teachers College at Columbia University. Ah, Technocrat Central. It was here that he was to have his greatest impact on the field of education. Dewey apparently never taught the young student himself, but concentrated on teaching the teachers. That would be the sales manager in marketing terms. Today, 20% of all American school superintendents and 40% of all teacher colleges, college heads, have advanced degrees from Columbia, where Dewey spent many years as the department head. Dewey had the pleasure of teaching four of the five Rockefeller brothers, including David and Nelson. David also went to the University of Chicago to obtain a doctorate degree. And we'll continue on from there. Socialism. For it to work in America, education has to be prepared in advance to endorse it, as the Reese Committee pointed out. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.